Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. September 1996, the groundbreaking preschool series Blue's Clues and You premiered to critical praise, creating a more interactive way for kids to watch TV, becoming one of the most popular preschool shows of all time. And now Blue and her crew back in the new Nickelodeon series Blue's Clues and You, a whole new generation of preschoolers searching for clues with their beloved puppy, Blue, featuring a new live-action host, Josh Delacruz, who was inspired, by the way, from the original series to become an actor. Working in theater for over a decade, now currently working on music, television, film, previously seen as Aladdin in the Broadway production of Disney's Aladdin, Josh Delacruz, host of Nickelodeon's hit preschool series Blue's Clues and You, weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Pacific. Josh, back with us on This Week in America. Josh, welcome to the program. It's great to have you back with us.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back on.
What an amazing first season that you've had, and it continues. The hits keep coming. A lot of exciting events coming up for you. Let's start by talking about this brand new musical theme special episode, Blues Sing-Along Spectacular, on Tuesday, July 14th, 9 a.m. Tell me about this. This really is going to be something spectacular, isn't it? Properly named.
Yeah, this is so one of my favorite parts about our show is about how amazing and how much fun our music is. And I'm pumped for this episode because for Blue Sing Along Spectacular, we have performances by Ali Brooke, The Sun, who is voiced by gospel singer Yolanda Adams, and then our incredibly talented cast of voice actors with Mailbox, Tickety Talk, Slippery Soap, me, Joe, and Blue, we are singing along to all the hits from season one, and I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of, you know, it's an amazing concert for everyone at home.
Well, and it's interactive as well. Talk about that, because all the kids can play along with you by watching the spectacular.
Yeah, so, you know, it's what's amazing is that, like, what's always true about our show is that we always need the help of everyone at home. And so the home viewer, we play Blue's Clues to figure out what song Blue wants to sing in the show, while also watching their friends take the mic and perform these songs from our show. So we have performances, like I said, by Ali Brooke and Yolanda Adams and our friends, while we're figuring out what song that Blue wants to play at the end for her big moment. So it's a lot of fun, lots of music, and an awesome game of Blue's Clues in the mix.
And I love the name of the episode, Bluestock, the Blue's Clues music concert, Bluestock. I love that. You'll see that on July 14th, 9 a.m. Eastern and Pacific. You know what's interesting? I mentioned interactive. Blue's Clues and You, the name of the program, I think really is it what makes it so different than the other program is the "and you" part of it. You just mentioned the fact that the kids will be right there with you as you're doing this episode. Is that what sets this program apart, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, our show was so groundbreaking because, like Mr. Rogers, who inspired all of us, who talked directly to the kids at home, to all of us at home, we take it to the next level by waiting for an answer and asking kids to respond. And me as a host, I can't do anything. Well, just me in general, I can't do anything without help. And what's amazing about our show is that when I ask a question about, hey, do you see a clue? I really don't see it. And I need the kids' help at home, and they help me get through it, and we figure it out together. And that's the only way that we're gonna get through it and have some fun is just together.
Josh Delacruz, back with us on the program, host of Blue's Clues and You on Nickelodeon, weekdays 9 a.m. Eastern and Pacific. Also out there, Blue's Clues and You inspired toy lines. They're available actually in stores now. Talk about this, because they also get to engage with you with these new toys that are available.
Yeah, this toy line I'm really excited about. We have an amazing plush Blue who reflects the show. She's so cozy and so fluffy and so cute. But we also have all these amazing interactive toys, so we can take the lessons from our show and the activities from our show, and now you can take them and have them in your hand and play at home, whether if you're watching along or if you're making your own game of Blue's Clues at home with your family and with your friends. And so it's really exciting. We have a handy-dandy notebook. We've got a play set with the entire house. We've got different games, virtual games, and it's a really, really exciting toy line that I think is current with the times and really gets you to play with the show in your hands.
Are we going to see a Josh bobblehead at some point out there that we can purchase at the toy store?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. let's put that out in the universe and
yes.
get a little bobblehead, because I think that would be great.
I thought I'd just sort of work that into the conversation. And then beginning in August,
I appreciate you.
They're keeping you very busy. You've got an original podcast series, 10 episodes coming out. That'll be in August. Talk about that, because another way to connect with the youngsters.
Yeah, I think I'm really, really excited. You know, now that the show is out, now that the show is premiered, I'm so pumped for all these extra ways that you can connect with our show. And I'm so excited. I think I'm the most excited for these podcasts, because what happens is that Josh and Blue could do into a storybook to help Blue get ready for bed. And as the show starts, we're in a very familiar place. We're reading the story. We have our cast of characters that are read by me. And as the podcast goes, we start to tone it down and tone it down and tone it down, so that hopefully by the end of the podcast, the kids and, you know, hopefully the parents will also be able to take a nap in a really nice, relaxing place, or even go to bed for the night. And it's a lot of fun. The podcast is so visceral, and lots of really fun things are going on. And then we take it down, and hopefully everyone will be asleep.
You know, there are benefits for the entire family, mom and dad and the youngsters, with the podcast series. But wait, there's more. You've got Tuesday Blues Day and sort of a wet virtual play dates that you can participate in as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we have the virtual play dates, which were actually filmed at home with the help of my wife. Thankfully, with everything going on, I can't get into a studio. So our writers have written virtual playdates where we can interact with kids even past the show, past the podcast, where we can do activities and dance along and sing along and do craft activities together while everyone is at home. And it's really exciting. You can watch those on Nickelodeon or on any of our social channels, either on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. And it's a lot of fun, and a great way to we do a cheer for all of our essential workers at the end of every episode, which is so important for me, because my mom just retired, but she's a nurse, and I come from a family of nurses, and it's really special.
You mentioned your wife participating, a stage TV actress, Amanda De La Cruz, that's working with you behind the scenes on this. And you've got all this going. Season 2 is about to begin. I think it's Tuesday, August 18th. The show premiered, I think it was about 8-9 days later, they sign up Season 2. I understand Season 3, after the first of the year, they signed up for Season 3. You're busy now, and it looks like you're going to be busy on into the future. This has really caught on with not only the youngsters that are watching for the first time, but parents that are sort of reliving a little bit of their childhood.
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. It was such an important show for me and my family growing up, that I think that what really sets us apart this time around is that not only are we watching a quality TV show where kids are going to have fun, but now parents are going to be able to share a piece of their childhood that is so important to them with their child. And it's a really, really amazing family bonding experience that I'm so happy that people are going to be able to have, looking back in their memories.
Let's talk about the impact it had on you. I said that was sort of your impetus when you decided that, you know, this acting thing, being on stage, that type of thing could be fun. But I read where you said that Steve Burns, the show, you really need to thank them for helping you get past that shy barrier. Talk about that aspect of it. And obviously that's why you're so passionate about this show, because you know what the show can do for young people.
Absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, I became very shy. And I retreated a little bit. I mean, once you got me going, if you talk to my sisters or my parents, like once I got over that shy barrier, good luck trying to get me to, you know, be quiet. But I got really shy and I got really self-conscious. But watching the show with my little sister, I would play along in my head, but whenever the songs would pop up, especially the Mail Time song, it was so fun to sing, and it was so fun seeing Steve dance around and be silly and have that kind of energy that we would sing out loud, and we loved the Mail Time song. And I thought that at the end of the song, he was doing an impression of an opera singer. So that's what I did, and that's how I started singing. And long story short, I'm talking to Steve in the studio, and I'm like, hey, man, I never told you, like, that's how I started singing. That opera singer. He's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. You know, thank you for telling me that. But I was actually doing an impression of Grover from Sesame Street. We both had a really good laugh about that. And I thought to myself, wow, my life would have been so different had I known that you're doing Grover. Had I realized you were doing Grover, maybe I would have been a puppeteer, which would have been equally awesome.
Well, we're lucky that you interpreted it the way that you did. I've got about 30 seconds or so left. I mentioned the theater background. Your wife is off Broadway. What's it like in New York now without the bright lights on Broadway? How different is that for you and people in New York City?
You know, it's really interesting. Because there is no acting work right now, the city has definitely dried up. There are no tourists out here. But it has given us, with everything going on, it's given us the important time to reflect on our work and yes, the way that we treat the city and the way we treat each other within the city. So it's really important reflecting time. And when we get back to it, when we come back, hopefully we will be stronger than ever, and we will have created better channels of communication, more accessible theater, because that's definitely one of the bad things about theater.
And you talked about how expensive. Yeah, you can't take a family to the theater. It's just, Josh, we're out of time. Boy, this has been fun once again. Thank you for being with us. Josh Dela Cruz, the host of Blue's Clues and You, 9 a.m. Eastern Pacific on Nickelodeon. Thank you for being with us on the program. Stay safe. Hope to talk again soon. And remember, ask for the bobblehead when you're picking up the toys.
I most definitely will. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.